Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Mandel Edmonds. And we are so excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday night with us. And we're looking at having such a great time in the Lord. So go ahead, grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. And right now we're going to have our opening prayer. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord as we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for your goodness and mercy. We are coming to you, Lord, in a humble spirit, asking that you will look upon us with compassion and with mercy tonight. We need you tonight. We need your help, and we need strength, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, look on us, Lord. Touch us, oh, Lord. Look on us with a merciful eye, Lord. Help us, oh, Lord. Draw us closer to you. We want to get close to you. We want to be found in your word and in your will. We are seeking to please you in every way. Look on us, oh, Lord. Touch our minds. Touch our hearts. Renew us in the spirit of our minds. Help us to go through, to stand our task. Help us to endure hardness. As a good soldier of Jesus, oh, Lord, to run this race. Help us, oh, Lord, to run, to win the prize. We don't want to be beating the air, but we want to make it to that city that you have prepared for us. Help us, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch your people today. Look on your people everywhere. Oh, my God, give strength to the weak, heal them that are sick, and deliver them that are bound. All those who are listed on the prayer list, you know them, oh, Lord. Touch them, Jesus. Give them strength. Heal their bodies. Save their souls. Help them to give their life to you, that they might receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Help them to run, Lord. Realize the time is running out in the name of Jesus. Help, Lord. Have mercy today. Look on the souls, those that have been lost, have lost loved ones, those that are grieving. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you touch and strengthen them. Lift their hearts. Help them to look to you. Help them to trust in you, oh, Lord. Let them realize that you know better than they do. Help them, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. All those souls that are designed to be saved, we pray that you have mercy on them and save them. Those who have backslidden on you, we pray that you draw them back in, Lord. Help Jesus to come back to you before it's too late. We know you're able, Jesus. Oh, my God, we're dependent on you today. No other help we know. You are our help. You are our very present help in trouble. We are trusting in you, and we are looking to you, oh, Lord. And now, Lord, we pray, Jesus, that you look on every listener on this broadcast. Touch them right now. Give them strength, oh, Lord. Grant their petitions. You know, Lord, fix it for them in their lives. Save, heal, and forgive. Strengthen, heal, and deliver. In the name of Jesus, blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Have mercy today, O Lord. Deliver the bound. Those that are fighting cancer, I pray that you touch their bodies. I pray that you will heal, Lord. Have mercy on them, O Lord. Heal, Jesus. And save to the uttermost. We know thou art a savior. Oh, glory to God. Bless your name, Jesus. Continue to go with us and stand by us. And now, Lord, I pray a special prayer that you will look upon all those souls, oh, Lord, that have been caught up in that earthquake. I pray that you have mercy, oh, Lord. Save, Lord. Deliver a soul. Help somebody to turn from their way and give their life to you in the name of Jesus. Have mercy today, Lord. O Lord. We know thou art a merciful God, and you're able to deliver. Forgive sins, O Lord, and blot out of the transgressions. Draw the people back unto thee in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we thank you today. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for every listener. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for how you're blessing us. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for how you blessed us in the anniversary service. Thank you for the souls that have been touched. Thank you for the word that went out. We thank you for the speaker of the hour. We pray that you continue to touch and bless. Have your way and let your will be done. And we give glory and honor and praise unto thy holy name, for thou alone are worthy. In the name of Jesus, this prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. We thank God for this opportunity. And at this time, if you have your Bibles, we're going to be reading from the book of Psalms. And we're going to start reading with the 22nd number of Psalm, verse 1. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. Trusted in thee, and were not confounded, but I am a worm, no man. I'll read that again, praise the Lord. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a raven and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a pot's herd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the reading of his word from the 22nd number of Psalm, verse 1 throughout verse 15. And may God ever add a blessing to the reading of his word. At this time, this part of the broadcast is back into the hands of Dr. Sheila Khadija Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful reading of the scripture by Anne, the prayer coming to Evangelist Maybell. And thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist May Edmund. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen at blogtalkradio.com /grace radio 5, and 5 is S-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingServiceTitle1School. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission did host its one-year anniversary on the 4th, and it was beautiful. So stop on by if you're looking for prayer or you want to join us in Sunday afternoon services. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep the entire Morton family in prayer. Patricia Blackshear, Crawford West, Mary Anderson, Sister Maria McBride, Edmund Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Rasheen Parker, Larry Denson, Jonathan West, Henry and Mary Edmond, Teresa Ray, the Carr family, David Alston, the Thornton family, Lamar White, Sister White's brother-in-law. And on our youth prayer list, we want to keep India West in prayer. Pray for Lyric and Essence Darius, Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, Jasmine Jackson, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond is on the broadcast, that she would give us a selection. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
God bless everybody. Thank God for another opportunity. It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. If you stood the test, he'll open up the windows for you out of blessing. It's your season to be blessed. It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. If you stood the test, he's going to open the windows, pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. I've been through the fire, and I've been through the flood. I'm standing here today because of his blood. He's going to open the window, pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. Oh, it's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. If you stood the test, he's going to open the windows for you out of blessing. It's your season to be blessed. I'm blessed in the city, and I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed going out, and I'm blessed coming in. He's going to open the windows. Pour you out a blessing. It's your season. It's your season. It's your season. It's your season. It's your season to be blessed.
Amen. Amen. After that beautiful selection, coming through Evangelist Cynthia, letting us know it's our season to be blessed. And right now, if you're looking for a blessing, get ready to receive one through the Word of God. Did I just hear Evangelist Tamim? Yeah, praise the Lord. guess that was me. I apologize. But, yep, get ready to receive a blessing through the Word of God. The next voice you will hear is that of our own evangelist, Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you send your word, that you will send your anointing, that you will have your way. Let your word reach a soul. Let a soul be encouraged, strengthened, healed, forgiven, and delivered. In the name of Jesus, we believe you today. We take you at your word. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, and we know that you cannot fail. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the broadcast on tonight. We're going to be talking to you tonight concerning trusting in the Lord. And my subject tonight is, yes, I'll trust you. It's a personal thing. You have to trust God for yourself. Each individual must trust God for themselves. Glory to God. We're going to go to the Word of God in the book of Job, the 13th chapter. Praise the Lord. And we're going to begin reading at verse 9. Is it good that he should search you out? Or as one man mocketh another, do ye so mock him? He will surely reprove you if ye do secretly accept persons. Shall not his excellency make you afraid and his dread fall upon you? Your remembrances are like unto ashes, your bodies to bodies of clay. Hold your peace. Let me alone that I may speak, and let come on me what will. Wherefore do I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in mine own hand? Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain mine own ways before him. Praise the Lord. We are living in trying times. People are giving up the faith. They're letting go. They seem like they don't know whether they want to go with the Lord or just let go. But I'm here to tell you that, yes, I'll trust in God. Take whatever road you want, but I will trust in the Lord. Glory to God. The Word of God tells us in Psalm 37 and 3, say, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Glory to God, commit thy way unto the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. You see, when you're trusting God, he'll bring it to pass. Went your way unto the Lord, and stop going in the way of earth. Stop going in your own way, and commit yourself unto the Lord. God will bring it to pass. We must trust in God. He is our help today. He is our hope today. No other help we know. Yes, I'll trust him. Glory to God. I remember one time I began to say that I will trust in the Lord. And I began to say, even when I don't feel his presence, I'm going to trust him. But someone began to say, you sound like a fool. Glory to God. I thought about Job when his wife said, curse God and die. And Job said, you sound like a foolish woman. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Job continued to trust in God, although what he was going through was very excruciating, tried vehemently. His friends turned against him. Hallelujah. They began to say different things. They began to accuse Job. Job, you must have sinned. strong and in order for you to go through something like this. But the Lord didn't tell us that we weren't going to go through anything. He didn't tell us that we weren't going to go through tests and trials. He didn't tell us that we weren't going to be persecuted. Hallelujah, we're persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We are cast down, but we are not destroyed. We go through things down here. We fall into diverse temptations, but the Lord is right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thought about Jesus when he was being tried, and he had to go to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he began to pray and wait on God. He was being tried vehemently. Hallelujah. And his flesh, the flesh didn't want to go through it. The flesh became weak, and Jesus had to pray. He had to go down on his knees and pray and seek the Lord. Glory to God. He prayed until God began to give him strength. An angel came and strengthened his body. He was able to go through. He got up and went on getting ready to be crucified. Hallelujah. And when they hung him on that cross, and it seemed like he was by himself and nothing was moving. Hallelujah. The scripture I just read for the opening scripture. Hallelujah. Jesus began to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Hallelujah. You see, Jesus was even being tried. Hallelujah. But God had not forsaken him. This was something that he had to go through. That old flesh had to die. Hallelujah. It's the same with us. This flesh has to die. Jesus, glory to God, said in his word, except you go through these things, you cannot be my disciple. Hallelujah. You got to give up the world. You got to be willing to die. And here in the scripture text, Job, he was willing to give up his life. He was willing to die for the sake of Christ. He was willing to die trusting in the Lord. What about you? Do you have a determination? Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I can't speak for you, but I speak for myself. Yes, Lord, I'll trust you. We're living in times now. It's not too many people saying yes to the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people running from the Lord. But I say, yes, Lord, I'll trust you when I'm going through my test, when I'm being tried. I'll say, yes, Lord, I trust you, Lord. I'm not trusting in my loved ones, not trusting in my friends, not trusting in the one that's close to me. Hallelujah. But my trust is in the Lord God Almighty, one that can never fail, one that cannot lie. Hallelujah. When trouble come my way, hallelujah, yes, I'll trust you, Lord. Hallelujah. When my body needs healing, yes, I'll trust you, Lord. When I need a way made, I'll continue to trust in the Lord. When the burdens begin to come upon me, yes, I'll trust you, Lord. When my friends turn their back on me, the ones that we went to the house of God with, when they begin to turn their back, glory to God. Yes, I'll trust you, Lord, because I know you said you would never leave. God. And sometimes when we fall into divers temptation, we got to keep on trusting God. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you if you continue to trust in him. The scripture that I read, it said, our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. Glory to God. Our fathers trusted in God, and they weren't confused, but they believed God, and they took him at his word, and God came to their rescue, and he delivered them, just like he delivered Job. Hallelujah. Job ended up, he had to pray for his friends. That's why it doesn't pay you to throw somebody away, throw them under the bus, when it seems like they're going through their test, when they're being tried. Sometimes people throw one another away, but we, being born again believers in Christ, we should have enough faith and enough trust in God that instead of throwing them away, we go and pray for them. Hallelujah. That's what Job did. Job ended up, he had to go and pray. Pray for his friends. Hallelujah. And after he prayed for his friends, God delivered him. Hallelujah. He'll do it for us too. That's why I say, yes, I'll trust in the Lord. I'll continue to take him at his word, because his word is true and he cannot fail. Glory to God. The word of God say, hallelujah, when we are cast down but not destroyed. You know the devil want us to be destroyed, but the word of God is telling us tonight, cast down but not destroyed. Hallelujah, I believe God's word. I don't know about you, but I'm trusting in him, and I'm taking him at his word, because his word cannot lie. His word cannot fail. And I believe Job went on in the next chapter. He said, for there is hope of a tree. If it be cut down, it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease, though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stock thereof die in the ground. Yet through the sin of water it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. But man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? Hallelujah. Down in the 14th verse, he said, if a man die, shall he live again all the days of mine appointed time? Will I wait? I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait on the Lord and trust in the Lord till my change come. Hallelujah. He waited and his change came, and God blessed him with much more than he had in the beginning. Glory to God. God blessed him just by waiting and trusting in the Lord. And when we trust in the Lord, it brings about deliverance. It brings about blessing. It brings about more faith. Hallelujah. That's why I say, yes, I'll trust in the Lord. Man may say things. Man may say a whole lot of words. But I'm trusting in God. And I believe his word on tonight, his word is true. And his word cannot lie. Sometimes man say things and they don't mean it. and they don't know what they're saying. But when you go to that word of God will lead you in the right way that you should go. The word of God said it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. People are putting their confidence in man, and then they're being let down. The Bible said, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Trust in him at all times. Glory to God. I thank God for his word on tonight. Somebody may out there that have not been trusting in the Lord. This is your opportunity to turn that around. Take God at his word. Trust in the Lord. Whatever it is you need from the Lord, God's got it, but you got to trust him and take him at his word. As we go into a word of prayer, knowing that prayer changes things and prayer can get where we can't go. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word tonight. We pray that some soul has been touched, that some soul has been blessed on tonight. I pray, Lord, that you will help your people to trust in you with all their heart and lean not to their own understanding, but help them to acknowledge you in all their ways, that you may direct their path, them, O Lord, to commit their way unto you. Help them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. You're able to take us through any test and any trial, any temptation that come our way. You're able to bless us and keep us. Help us, O Lord. Help us to stand, O Lord. Help us to take you at your word, knowing that your word cannot fail and your word will not lie. Help us, O Lord. Help us to surrender and say, yes, we will trust you. We will take you at your word because we know that you are true to your word and you will not fail. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you touch every soul that is listening to this broadcast. I pray that you have mercy, that you'll save, that you will heal and deliver, forgive sins and blot out transgressions. Help somebody to receive you into their hearts. Help them, O Lord, to break up the stony heart. Help them to fall on you, Lord. Help them, O Lord, to take you at your word, to trust you with all their heart and lean not to their own understanding. In the name of Jesus, we know you're a deliverer. We know you can do it, oh Lord. Fix it tonight in somebody's life. Somebody is waiting. Somebody needs you for a way maker. In the name of Jesus, we know thou can do it. We believe you. We take you at your word, and we thank you. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for your word. We thank you, O Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you today, Lord. Renew us in the spirit of our minds. Help us to go about doing your will. Help us to deny ourselves. Seek your face and call upon your name. Help us to go through, O Lord. Help us to trust you so much so that we'll do what you told us to do. Oh, my God, help us that we will deny self and let self be crucified. In the name of Jesus, look on your people everywhere, all throughout the world. Touch, oh, Lord. Give strength to the weak. Deliver them that are bound. Those that have gone astray, have mercy on them. Bring them back, oh, Lord. Change their mind. Touch their heart. Help them to come back to you. While the blood is running in their veins, have mercy today in the name of Jesus. And those that are trying to do your will and to please you, we pray that you give them strength. Lead and guide them. Show them the way that you would have them to go. Help them, oh Lord, to continue to trust in you. you and not be weary in well-doing. Help them to wait on you, O Lord. We know you're able today, O Lord. Stand by us. Bless and keep us. Help us to continue to look to you, because we know that thou art the way and the only way. Help us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, O Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for this prayer. And this prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have remarks from our evangelist.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell, talking about, yes, I'll trust you. And this is a strong declaration. Job, he began to determine within himself that even if God were to slay him, yet he would still trust in him. He would continue to maintain his integrity. And the enemy, he's trying so hard to shake our faith, to shake our trust in God, but we ought to be like Job and strive to endure unto the very end. I enjoy this word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell. She really, really preached, Evangelist. I want to say to you, keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise God. Thank God for the beautiful, encouraging message that came tonight. Amen. Yes, I will continue to trust him. I just thank God for that word. I tell you, we have to trust God at all costs. We can't put our trust in man because they're failing us.
Mm-hmm.
We can't put our trust in nothing down here. If you look all around, everything is failing. Everything is going crazy.
Yes.
People are calling wrong, right, and right wrong.
Yes.
But I will in the Lord. Amen. I thank God for the word. Continue to preach the word. Amen.
Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord, Sister Rhoda.
Yes, I want to thank the Lord for this powerful message about trusting the Lord.
Amen.
It's true, sisters and brothers. We need to trust in the Lord only. He's the only one who can help us. Men can fail. Even the Bible says, cursed is the man who trusts another man. Because focus in God only. Because sometimes as human beings, as children of God, the enemy really pushes us out to the corner there. Sometimes we don't know what to do, but God is so faithful. I'm telling you, God is so faithful. He says in his word, he will never forsake us up to the end of the world. He's with us, and he knows exactly what we are passing through.
Amen.
And I like Job. You know, Job suffered a lot. He lost children, his wealth, everything. Can you imagine such a sickly man? He was still praying for his friends. That means even today, children of God, you might be passing through this and this and these challenges. Continue serving God. Don't give up. Because
Amen.
God is watching. God is watching. He's going to reward us. So I want to encourage you this evening. Be strong. Stand with Jesus. Focus on him only. He's the Alpha and Omega. He will never let us down. And the Bible says, those who win up to the end, they'll be given crowns. The crowns are waiting for us in heaven. So let us not give up. Push on every day. When you feel you are weak, you are well, say, God, give me strength. I cannot do it. Father, help me. I'm weak. I can't do it.
Yes.
And he hears. He will do it for us.
Amen.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Is there anyone else? If not, we thank the Lord for each of you, each of our evangelists on the line, and for Sister Rhoda. We thank God for his word on tonight. And this marks the second year anniversary of the Gospel Truth broadcast. Praise the Lord. Thank God for how he has blessed us. Amen. And kept us and brought us thus far. And we are looking to the Lord to take us a little bit further. Praise the Lord. So we ask that you, those of you that can get a word of prayer through, continue to pray for us and this broadcast that the Lord will continue to bless. And I also believe that Evangelist Hameen has a birthday coming, or is it today? Evangelist Khadija?
The ninth.
Okay. Yes, she has a birthday coming on the 9th. We want to say God bless her. We pray that the Lord will bless her and grant her petition. Glory to God. And I thank God I missed you, Sister Rhoda, I miss you so much.
I'm glad to hear you. God bless you, woman of God.
Yes, I'm so glad that you're back on the line.
Amen, amen.
Yes, we understand you were in prayer, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it was very, very powerful. Very powerful.
Yes.
21 days prayer and fasting. Very powerful. Yeah, so I thank God for that.
Yes, thank the Lord. Somebody is praying. Somebody is fasting.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
That's what's needed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And if that's all, we're going to ask that you tune in with us on Sunday night. And we look forward to being back here again, 7 p.m., if it's the Lord's will. God bless you, and good night.
Amen. God bless you, too, woman of God.
God bless you.
Amen.